Hey, y'all, welcome back to Erase the State. It's Maddie K and Mikey Two Names. Sorry we were off last week, but, you know, we're busy. Mikey's got a kid. I got a job that keeps me relatively busy, and kids are back in school because I'm a terrible anarchist. So, Mikey, are you awake over there? What's going on?
Dude, it's rough. Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest. It was my fault last week. We weren't on. Dude, life is just my baby's what? He's 4 weeks old. So, yeah, so last week we left town, went to the hill country, got a lake house for the weekend because it was my wife's birthday also. So that's why I was gone. I was out of town last week and then back this week. But, yeah, late start because, dude, I'm just so exhausted. The little man's awesome. Like, he'll sleep through the whole night. But at 6 a.m., he's ready to party, and he does not nap, and just he just goes and goes, and I work from home already. You already know that. Before COVID, I already worked from home, but we'd go to the office and go out with customers, you know, during the day, but now I'm just stuck at home, and, you know, I know the wife gets stressed out, but she's, you know, every, like, 30 minutes to an hour, it's like, oh, can you do this, And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to work, you know, so. You know, work at home with newborn and it's pretty rough.
Congratulations.
I'm emotionally drained. I know. I'm so tired. Like, I'm already like been fighting like a receding hairline since I was like 12. You know what I mean? Like, there's already so many deficiencies. I've been fighting like wrinkles and like, widow's peak since like I was hit puberty that I've been just like battling and somehow just like barely scathing off baldness, and like I feel like this is going to be like the catalyst that just like destroys. I'm not saying I'm good looking, but if I am remotely good looking, it's gonna be gone in a year. So I guess that's the point of being married, right? Just let it go.
That's right. That's how I got in the shape I'm in. You just let it go. You got the one you need. You've procreated. That's it. Just fuck it. Just pack it up. Just cancel that new gym membership. You don't need it.
Oh, I'm so excited for that new gym. It's about time. So
I think I'm gonna,
because everybody doesn't know where we live is like a lot of 24s. So I had a 24-hour membership just because, you know, I travel the country for work and, you know, they're everywhere. Well, they shut down like all three in our town.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm so pissed. So I can't go anywhere. And then all the other gyms are like, you have to get on your cell phone and request a 1 hour block. And like, you can only work out for 1 hour maximum. It's like, dude, by the time I get in, like pound pre-workout, you know what I mean? Change, bang my head against the wall to psych myself up. It's already been like 45 minutes.
Right.
So there's no time to lift. So I am excited for the new one.
I think I'm going to join tomorrow.
By the way. What did you say?
I think I'm going to join tomorrow.
Dude, you know, I already conned like four of our buddies into it.
Nice. I'm gonna lock it in, I think, at least for a couple of months, and then I'll get my free t-shirt and my free workout towel.
Well, dude, exactly. Well, and I'm trying to get everybody to join that way. When I go to the gym, like, yeah, I like to smash weights, but I also like to see the bros. It's like a, you know what I mean? Good time to catch up with everybody. I know it's kind of shitty. I am that guy sometimes. You know everybody and you have fun talking to everybody, but it's kind of like my social hour also.
Hopefully there's some fat ass like me that I can keep up with. Not like you and Cash.
Oh, Cash Money. Yeah, poor Cash. He's so angry. He's a good workout partner.
Yes,
but,
he is.
But yeah, man, sorry I derailed this.
No, it's perfect. But, you know, I mean, up. I guess getting back to your sleep issues, you know, there's plenty of stuff on TV to watch now. I mean, you know, if you want to lull yourself to sleep or baby Luke. So have you tried watching the DNC? It's been on this week.
So the only reason why I saw parts of it is because my mom came over for like Monday and Tuesday, and my mom cut the cable because it's so awesome. My mother has gone from like Republican to conservative to like an anarchist, so it's hilarious watching like a 50-year-old woman just like wanting to burn it all down, right?
But she's not listening to the show yet.
Oh, it's probably better she doesn't. I don't want her to like, you know, give up on me. So she comes over here and like turns on like Fox News, right? Just because she doesn't have cable. She cut cable because she just hates listening to everything, and she wants to see what's on. And Fox is like the only thing she can muster.
Right.
And So pretty much while she was holding my newborn son, she was just like yelling at the TV, asking me if I can believe half the shit that was going on. And yeah, I mean, I watched some of it, dude. It was so cringeworthy. It was, you know, it's just classic Democratic convention, man, rolling out. I mean, like, so they're rolling out some musicians and some artists and, you know, some notable people. But I did see they brought Elizabeth Warren on to, like, speak on behalf of the Native American, like, organization. Dude, that was just, that's like, do they
seriously? I thought that was a joke. No, that was like, real.
I don't know the name of the organization. And forgive me, because I know it's not just the Native American organization, right? Like, it's a, but it is an organization of America that, like, I guess, you know, is, you know, stands up for Native Americans. And she was the spokesman for it.
It's yeah, well, so who great. Better than, it's like, it's than her so with the high cheekbones?
She came on, and my mom was like, "Who's this white lady speaking for Native Americans?" I was like, "Oh my God, it's happening!" I was like, "It's like
that's it's great." Like
she's just, oh, she's so privileged that, I mean, I guess she just has to speak for, you know. It's funny how like the Democrats, man, it's just like we gotta stand up for people of color. It's like, but we're gonna have like white old people hijack, you know, minority positions, dude. It's just so great.
It's so perfect.
But so, she was on. That was great. Joe Biden, like, have you ever, like, you know when a recorder skips and it's like da 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 da, yep. And it just like says the same word over and over. He did that. He was like introducing his wife, and he was like, "My wife, 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 wife." I was like, "Oh my God, somebody reboot him."
The best part about that is, so I guess you're talking about the video, right? Where they're like, I'm trying to remember. It looks like they were like in a school or some shit. I don't know. They're in some building, you know, like in a room, and they're introducing themselves. And he's clearly reading from a teleprompter into a television. And I guess this was live. They couldn't have recorded it. I don't know. Which seems haphazard when you're dealing with somebody like Joe Biden. But he is reading, I believe, his wife's part. He goes, "Hi. I'm Joe Biden's husband," or whatever, or wife. And it's like, wait, what?
he's reading like on a script where you're not supposed to. It's like Joe Obama. I mean, Joe Obama.
And then he,
like,
and then he does that cough. Like, he does the cough where he tries to cover it up. He goes, "I'm Joe Biden," and it just like goes into it. It's like, oh my God.
It's so bad. And people, and I also get frustrated because I hear people go like on the right. They're like, "Oh, it's just, it's so sad, and I feel so bad for them." They don't feel bad. They don't give a shit, right? But like, it truly, even if you hate the man and everything you stand for, right? And you, his politics, you think he's a warmonger, like, all, you know, the whole nine yards and his insane policy over the last like 30, 40 years. It, like, and I have to hate like echoing Fox News, but dude, it's, I won't say sad, but it's just a mix of depressing and cringeworthy to watch him speak. And
it really,
dude,
is.
Fuck, man. I don't know if, like, there's no way. I just don't get it. I don't get if there's some like giant master plan behind the scenes, because no one who's worth their salt, no one, if you were like the chair of the DNC, why would you vote him in? Why would you push him in over, like, you know, someone like Sanders, who, yeah, he's batshit crazy, but I mean, he's the one that has the base fired up, right?
Right.
Or anyone besides him.
What is, I don't know how to describe it. It's amazing to me that, look, it's 2020. We know what's going on right now. There's like basically race riots in the street. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of like social justice happening in our midst. You know what I mean? So who does the party that is supposed to represent social justice, who do they put up? The old rich white guy who was responsible for the whatever year 93, 94 crime bill. It's like, I don't understand. Like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense, man.
He's probably responsible for like half of all the nonviolent drug offense crimes from like black men in the 90s and 2000s,
right,
that are in,
right,
prison.
Well, and even, I mean, even if Sanders were to win, I mean, also another old, rich, white man. Like, that was one and two of the party. Like, are you fucking kidding me? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It Yeah, and the whole thing is, especially the Democrat Party, is, I mean, they've been preaching doom and gloom, right? Trump's an authoritarian, and the government's so, he's so powerful, and he's, like, destroying the world, and America is on the brink of, extinction, and, like, we need someone, like, strong and powerful, and just who can just, like, take the reins and take it back, and it's like, and this is the guy you pick? So it's either y'all are absolutely just full of bullshit, or you're so incompetent. You know what I mean? Like, you're so full of bullshit, you really don't believe the country's falling apart.
Right.
Or you're just as damn incompetent as Biden is, and it's just embarrassing. The whole thing is just absolutely, like, mind-boggling. And when I was growing up, I always felt like the Democrats, like, had their shit together. Like, they were, you know what I mean? Like, they legitimately were, I mean, they're what, the most powerful party probably in the world. I mean, realistically, the most powerful political party in the world has been the DNC forever. And, dude, they have just gone off – they've just gone off the tracks, man. It's so weird seeing, like, Republicans more – I mean, yeah, they're always usually more, I guess you could say, prepared or more ordered, right, orderly, but they're not in unison. They're not all together. Like,
right.
Republicans are usually never all together the way that the Democrats always were, right? Like, a Democrat's going to vote Democrat. It doesn't matter if it's a damn cocaine addict, like, racist, murderer. They're gonna vote him in because he has a D by his name.
Right.
But they're just – I don't know if it's the fringe. It has to be just like you said, the fringe group, that progressive social justice wing that's slowly just coming in, running out the old-timers. You see Nancy Pelosi's up there probably trying to fend them off the best she can. But the party's just – I mean, maybe Biden with Kamala. I mean, Kamala, right, who
was
their last hoorah to maybe try to save it. I don't – or maybe they threw them both in because they wanted to crash and burn. I don't – From my point of view, I just really don't know what's going on. I don't know what their strategy is. I don't know what the end game is. I'm at a loss.
Well, that's even funnier, right? Like, this whole thing, like, these two people who were going at it in the debates, right? Which, of course, now she's come back and said, "Well, look, it was just a debate." Oh, of course, I don't actually believe his accusers. I don't actually believe he's incompetent. It was a debate. I lied. It was a debate. Come on.
He's like, yeah, I accused him of rape, but it was a debate. And it's like, holy shit, like, you believe that's okay? Like, you believe it's okay just to accuse someone of rape? He either did it, and it's the most horrific thing ever, and you know he did it, and now you want power so bad, you're just so power hungry, that you don't give a shit that he was raping women or, sexually harassing women, because you just want power, so screw it, dude, I don't give a shit. I'll align with him now, hell yeah, right? It's an insta, to get to my means and – or means to get to my end, or she's literally just a piece of shit, like, just straight up calling someone a rapist or a sexist to absolutely destroy their credit, which, come on, in the era of social justice, right? I mean, that's all it takes, right? Be called a racist or a sexist, and exactly. Bam, your life is over.
But so anyway, to dress up the ticket, right, they add Kamala, however the fuck you're supposed to say her name now.
And she transformed from an Indian to a black woman.
That's right. So we have to put the black lady up, right? That's because this is 2020, like I said. But, she was Indian like 6 months ago. So I don't know where she made the switch. Her mom's Indian, her dad's Jamaican. I don't know. And I mean. To top it off, right, like, just the full compliments to the crime bill, to the Biden crime bill, is Cop Mala, right, the DA from, God, whatever county that was. What's in San Francisco? I don't know what's across the bridge. Responsible for putting an innocent black man almost on death row. Or maybe he was, and then it finally got thrown out. I don't know. She's just a terrible person. She was the top cop in the county.
You got to listen to Scott Horton on Dave Smith's show. He went through like a litany of. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a few off the top of my head, but I'll just absolutely butcher it because I don't have it in front of me. But he went through like the litany of authoritarian, just bad shit, crazy stuff that she did. Man, I mean, if Biden's responsible for like so many of the minorities that have been put in jail for, these victimless crimes of, you know, of drug offenses throughout the United States. I mean, she's responsible for doing the exact same thing in California.
Right. Right. Exactly. So I just don't know what, I mean, the two things to me don't stack up to equal,
it's what the Democrat Party stands for.
What's that?
They either want to save their cash. They want to save their money. They're just like, fuck it. Who do we have? Biden and Kamala. Okay. They're pretty, you know, they're just like us. They're authoritarian. They're part of the establishment. Just, you know, don't give the power just yet to one of the crazy progressive social justice warrior people of our party. Let's just give it to them. Fuck it. Don't spend any money. Save the money. Keep the cash rolling in. And then we'll try to defeat Trump in, you know, 2024. Because also, dude, they didn't even buy. Did you see they didn't even buy their ad space on all the social media platforms? So like on YouTube, Trump bought the fucking ad space that like plays. If you turn on YouTube right now, it's just Trump trolling memes across the top. Like he was just yesterday was like ragging on Biden. Today it was like crazy Kamala is like the headline on YouTube. Like when you turn on YouTube, Trump bought that ad space because the DNC didn't even buy that ad space. Like, dude, you're running the fucking DNC this week. They went out and bought no ad space during the week of the DNC when they should be buying up all the ad space. Trump went out and bought it all.
That's
and
amazing.
Rolling Trump commercials over the DNC, trolling them. Like every day he's just like trolling them with something different.
That's the amazing to me.
Like he's just trolling everybody. Like it's the Trump derangement is like I didn't vote for Trump last time around and I didn't vote for the left or the right. You know, I was like screw all that. I was so pissed off. And I won't vote for him either this time around. I won't probably vote for anyone. I'll probably write you in, Maddie.
Yes, that's like, awesome.
Writing someone that I enjoy listening to, like Scott Horton or Dave Smith or maybe Miss Monica Perez, right?
Boom.
But dude, I almost just want to vote for him just because I've always been like a principled on who you vote for, right? Like don't vote for someone because you hate the other side, right? I mean, it's just, I hate that. Who votes lesser of two evils? Oh, well, this other guy's really bad. This other people, I just hate them so much. I don't give a shit who's running against them. I'm just going to vote for, you know, who's ever running against them just for the spite of it. But I almost just want to do it because the riots that have been going on for like 85 or 84 days in Portland and throughout all the cities and the like the reverse racism that has just like swept across the country. It's just, I almost just want to vote for him just as a big like fuck you, just to everyone, to the media, just to everything, everywhere I go, dude. Because people don't realize it, man. If you grow up a Democrat, if you grow up on the left, like life is awesome, dude. Your life is fucking great, dude. If you grow up on the left, you are socially reinforced everywhere you go. Every book you read, every magazine, every radio host, every musician, every artist, every painter, every person in Hollywood on the movies, everyone on and almost every single news channel and news network and news station. I mean, everything reinforces your idea. The schools reinforce your ideas and your ideology. You are just, not only are you being programmed, but you're being like reinforced with that ideology.
Right.
And oh God, I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm going to stop right there.
It's okay.
I just like went off. We were talking about
because DNC like
and Kamala and I just, Mikey started ranting, and then I got.
No, I mean, like, I mean, you can.
I forgot.
You can certainly attest to this as well, because growing up on the other side, with Republican parents in the 80s and 90s, you know, it was definitely not reinforcement all the time. It was like, "Hey, mom and dad, look at this cool idea. This is what I want to do. That's stupid. Do better." Like, just constantly. You know what I mean?
Well, and I guess, like, and I did grow up on the Republican side, right? I grew up as a Republican. I mean, it's just, it is what.
Hey,
it
I did
is,
too.
Right? I mean, I probably had Democratic tendencies as a young kid because I grew up in the public school. And I, like I said, I remember in the public school, like they would tell you, you know, Democrats good. They want to help everybody out. Mm-hmm. Republicans bad. They want to, you know, they want to hurt your grandma. They don't want her to have, you know, Medicare or whatnot. So even as I was growing up, I kind of, like, I was a Republican, but I had left leaning tendencies. But the only good thing about if you grow up with a Republican or conservative or that family, at least on that side, they teach individualism. Right.
Sure.
Like you get individualism and you're taught to critically think. Right. Even if you're a part of the herd for the most part. And like, I don't know, maybe it's just because of the part of the country we live in. But I've seen so many more Republicans and conservatives move toward libertarianism than I have seen leftists or Democrats move towards libertarianism. I think maybe it's just where we're at, right? But right. I've seen like so many people just start questioning stuff, right? Because they're taught to be individuals, and they're taught to critically think, not from the schools, obviously, right? But from their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I certainly know more that have come from the right than the left. I mean, there's still a handful out there, you know, that I've come across now, but especially people that I've, you know, grown up around that are more liberty minded now, they definitely came from the right.
Oh, sorry. And that's why I was making that long winded statement of why, you know, how I've grown up Democrats is just like, if you grow up Democrat in this country, it's just awesome because you're being reinforced the whole time and you think that you're right. I was saying that's why I want to vote for Trump is just to shatter their egos. That's all I was going to say. That's what we were talking about. Like, I just want to just shatter their egos. I don't even care. I don't want to vote for him. But you know what? At least he, and I know it's so crazy how low the bar is, right? The bar mm-hmm. we set for presidents is so low that even I find myself going, he hasn't started any new wars. He tries to end them, but every time he tries to end one, they say that he's a new secret racist or puppet for whatever regime. You know, I'm pretty sure if he tries to end the war in Afghanistan again, they're going to call him a secret agent for the Taliban. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
But it's kind of like, hey, he hasn't started new wars. Hey, he's trying to get us out. Hey, he's trying criminal, you know, justice reform. Like, he's at least, you know, when he says something, it's not rehearsed. That's probably the only good thing. Even though he's not a good president, like
right.
he's authentic as fuck. That's, I don't think he's, you know, capable of lying. Like if he is, I mean, I'm sure he's capable of lying, like stretching the truth. But like when he says he wants something, you can kind of look at him and go, dude, all right, he believes what he's saying, right?
Right.
He wants to do it. He may not be able to get it done because I don't think he. He's as good as a businessman as he thinks he is, right? Like, I don't think he get 99% of everything he wants to get done, but you can at least seems authentic, at least.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I've just gotten so annoyed with the lockdowns and authoritarian, like, mask wearing and just the riots that I almost just want to spite vote. For, like, the first time ever, I want to spite vote. And I know that sounds shitty, but I do.
It's okay. Just rage vote. But I think it was Dave Smith who mentioned this about the way that he speaks. And it's like, you know, when he gets up there, like there's no real, like you can tell when he's reading off the teleprompter because he's a terrible reader, right? It's like us reading in the middle of school, like, you know, reading some story, right? But when he's actually like at a rally and he's talking and he stops, like he'll finish a point and he just goes, what else?
Yeah,
he's just straight riffing. Like he has no idea what's going on.
He's a fucking showman, right?
It's perfect. Like, yeah, his whole life is entertainment.
Am I right, guys? Come on, y'all get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Like he is good with the crowd, man. And like, and he's either gonna. I don't know which way this election is gonna go, especially with Cop Mala and Biden. It's either gonna be insanely close because. Maybe the left does just pull together and the right's like, ah, he's going to win it, right? Or he's just going to blow them out, maybe. Man, I think he's going to blow them out. I mean, is Biden even going to debate? I mean, I did listen.
I don't know. That's the thing. I've heard yes, I've heard no. I honestly, like, I sincerely, and I've said this before, I sincerely hope there's debates. I will watch them with bowls of popcorn overflowing because it's going to be so entertaining to watch this round of debates. But yeah, I honestly have no idea if they're actually
mad. Biden gets so mad. He gets so mad now. And I think that is like a sign of onset dementia is when somebody gets very, very frustrated. You know, we all have those people in our family who you get frustrated because you can't get your point across, right? Because your mind's not clear. So when you're trying to enunciate and drive home your point, you can't, you stutter and it frustrates you and you break out in anger. Like, and anger is like when you can't get your point across is a big, I mean, we all do that, right? But like when he does it, you can see it's not really even anger. It's almost like a desperate frustration that he can't get his point across and he gets really flustered and pissed off.
Right.
So I don't even, so if he does debate, it's, if he's not just on point and taking Trump's bait, like he has to not take Trump's bait. Like he Trump should, you know, if Trump asked, like the only way he would survive is this, if Trump's just throwing bombs and asking questions, like he just can't even answer or look at him and just keep going on script. That's the only way.
I just, I just want him to get into that mode where he starts stuttering and fumbling with the answer.
Come on, man.
Turns and looks at him and goes, "Are you kidding me? Like, that's all I want."
I mean, he hasn't. I think he's done some scripted interviews, but he really hasn't done like a real interview. And maybe just because like
I certainly haven't paid attention
the news or the media for the past like 2 weeks, mainly because out of town and baby. But I mean, everyone knows it. And it's not like we're bringing anything up new, but still, dude, it was so fucking funny when that, I don't know what news network was from, but when that black guy was interviewing him and he was like, you know, "Mr. Biden, you know, Trump and others have called for you to take a cognitive test to show that you have, you know, the mindset and the ability to lead this nation, you know, the cognitive ability and durability." Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "What?" And he gets all pissed off. He's like, "What? Do they make you take a crack test before you come in here?" You know, you're like,
"Jesus." Oh my God.
You're like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, just, and the dude, you know, he was very calm and collective, and he either just says that he's just the reporter's just like a really like good dude, right? Who's just like, just doesn't, you know, get pissed off easily, or he's trying to help push his agenda, right? And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Shit, this dude just blew up on me. I want to crack this fool up across the head, but
right.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I gotta maintain right now.
But dude, I mean, they're bringing out the Clinton dude. Who? Oh my God, did you see they leaked that video, that picture of Clinton? Right.
Yes.
It was either before he spoke or after he spoke at the DNC.
Oh no, I didn't see that one. No, what was it?
Oh my God, this is. Oh my God, it's so amazing. I don't even know how I'm able to keep up with half this shit. So I mean, I'm sure everybody already knows about it. But dude, so it was either before or after. And like I said, I've been kind of paying attention. But as far as like timetables, I don't know the timetables of a lot of stuff. It was when it was leased. But he gave, you know, they had the Clinton speak, right? And they had Bill come speak on behalf of the DNC. Mm-hmm. And it was either before or after they released a picture of Bill Clinton, like in an airport, getting a neck massage from one of the Epstein victims.
Oh yeah, that was back in the day. That was an old picture,
but it resurfaced. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that's awesome. It's so good.
And I'm like, who's doing this? Like, someone is either just like, and I don't think it's the right, because I don't think the right's really that good, right? You know what I mean? At like,
yeah,
sabotage and doing right. Like, dirty stuff. I almost feel like it's probably some pissed off, like true social justice, like feminists, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who are like, "Nah, dude, fuck this guy. We're going to call him out." Like, it's just,
we're taking them all down.
Dude, you have a dude who hangs out with a rapist. You have Hillary. You got Warren up there who's, you know, our Native American speaking on behalf of them. You got the first, you know, I guess, you know, what do you call her? Indian who's now decided to be black. Who's like been just prosecuting minorities her whole career and is now running on probably the biggest authoritarian we've ever had running for like a VP or one of them, you know, for like a VP role.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a shit show, dude. It's just, I don't, if Trump just shuts his, maybe not, man. You almost say if just Trump just be quiet, you know, stays quiet and the economy, you know, is roaring back pretty well by election time, he'd probably be fine. But you know what's crazy is the media has him losing in every poll again. He has like a 50% chance of winning.
It's like last time.
And the same people
are worried about the poll again. Like the same people who were worried the last time. I don't know, man. You got to get out and vote for him because he might not win. Look at the polls. And then he won. And the same people again are like, "You got to get out and vote for him. Look at the polls. They're really bad." I'm like, okay, well, I've seen this show before. It happened 4 years ago.
Dude, yeah. And I think they're already crafting their narrative, right? Like, so like what happened for the first election, right? It was like, dude, next week, bam, Russiagate, right? And
just right.
That whole ordeal to it was like, there's no way someone this racist and evil and authoritarian can win the presidency, right? He has to have stolen it, right? It's just, goddamn, people are so fucking stupid. And sorry, my language, I'm getting frustrated with that. So it's just because I hate bullshit. Like, I don't, like, there's so many reasons you could bring down Trump, but that's not one of them, for God's sakes, right? And but now they're already starting to do the same thing, right? They're like, they're trying to get ahead of the game to discredit him. They're saying that Trump is sending out like the feds or like, you know, the Republican Party, I guess maybe not the feds, sorry, but the Republican Party is sending out like, you know, these secret agents, and they're stealing mailboxes all over the U.S. That way people can't mail in their vote.
Oh my God.
And it's like, well, no, he's not being a secret agent. He's battling states like openly, right, in court, I forgot which states it were. I know New Jersey's like a big one. I'm sure there's a few others. He's taking a lot of states to court. He's suing them that are trying to just say, no, we're not doing absentee ballots. Like, we're just straight going to send ballots to everyone, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't, I mean, because I'm against that just because, and who was it, man? I listened to someone, it was, you know who it was? It was actually Tim Pool. I was listening to Tim Pool the other day just because I like to hear someone's point from the other side every once in a while, right? Because even though, like, I'm a libertarian and I don't really have any left side libertarian leanings at all, you know, I mean, Tim Pool was like, he was like a crazy leftist slash, you know, kind of became more moderate Democrat over the entire time. But I like listening to the other side, right? Because if you don't listen to the other side, I don't want to be one of those people who only just listens to people who I agree with, right?
Sure.
Because then you're never being challenged, right? You're never challenging your ideals and whatnot. But he was saying, he was like, man, I don't blame fucking Republicans for not wanting mail-in voting. He was like, if you're a fucking Democrat and a dude some white guys roll up in the hood just wearing MAGA hats and like giant American flags and like Trump shirts, and they come up with a big box, they're like, all right, we're coming to take all your ballots for you. Don't worry, you know, wink, wink. It's like, that's how Republicans feel about the USPS, because dude, the USPS union every year backs and donates money to the Democratic campaign.
Right.
Like everyone in the union, like, dude, it's a government social program. They're all going to vote for the Democrats. So it's like, yeah, if you're on the right, you're going to be kind of scared to hand over your votes to a party who, if you're a true believer now, right, especially with all the social justice warriors and progressives, that these people have to be stopped, right? I mean, Trump's the devil and these are all authoritarians, and you have to do it by any means necessary, ensure that he's taken out of power. Right. There's a lot of people with those ideologies. Why would you want to give them your votes? So, yeah, that's why I'm not for the mail-in balloting. Like, yeah, you can walk your happy ass to the freaking to the damn poll. It's not that hard.
Location.
Dude, just put it outside. Right.
Well, Mikey, I have one final question for you.
What's that?
Are you ready for Epic Arm Day tomorrow?
Dude, I'm always ready for Epic Arm Day. Dude, I'm like stoked for Epic Arm Day. For those of you who don't know what Epic Arm Day is, when I was at the prestigious University of Texas A&M back in the day, me and the boys would go to the gym before we would go to the pool on Friday afternoons, right? Get a good pump in, get as swole as you possibly could, just run straight to the pool and just try to pick up chicks with your fake inflated muscles.
That's right. You only got like 30 minutes to do it.
God, we were vain little assholes, dude. We're just pricks. You look back at like the stupid shit you did, like thinking, if I just get a little pump in my arms, maybe a girl will notice me. Like, I used to believe that shit.
I still believe that shit.
Oh my God, it's so great. Dude, heck, well, yeah, Mikey, I'm ready for the weekend, man. It's work's been getting stressful, so I'm ready.
Hey, I hear you. Mine too. They've brought in the Bobs. They brought in the consultants to see what everybody's doing. So it's been a stressful week. That's why I haven't been this week. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I heard they were taking voluntary layoffs next week.
Oh fuck!
And it's like, what? This is like round 10. The voluntary layoffs, yeah. Dude, we've cut so thin. I went to our office for the first time since February, and just to get in, right? Well, one, I just needed to meet with some people. I have some projects going out in the next few weeks, and I just out in West Texas and out in the Gulf, and I was like, you know what, shit, I just need to kind of get in front of your ops guys, your supply chain guys, you know, just you make sure everything's like, you know, get in front of engineering, make sure everything's right, and just I was just trying to line out all my shit because I want these projects to kick off smoothly because shit, company needs money, everyone does,
right?
Dude, and it was just I think I was the only one there on my entire floor. It was just empty because everybody's gone.
Right.
Like, I was
right.
Like, where's everybody at? They're like, oh, dude, they don't work here anymore. I was like, oh no, like
that's crazy,
all
man.
My friends, they're like, they're gone, dude.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So, sorry, if I was a little ranty tonight,
no, okay.
Like, I do apologize. I'm beyond exhausted.
It's
just
perfect.
To, you know, trying to get used to the new lifestyle. Work's been crazy. And I've, like, half-ass, and I hate that. Like, I hate talking about stuff when I know what's going on, right? And I've been following decently, but like I haven't followed in depth enough to where it's like, yeah, everything I'm saying is probably just like echoing just like, you know, what do you call it? Like Chiron points, you know, like the big highlight points.
Yeah.
I love to like get more in depth, but
I think
what it is this time around.
I think after 50 some episodes, Mikey, we know our audience and they're going to love this. It's perfect. This is what they keep coming back for.
Anything.
Yeah. This is what they keep coming back for. So, anyway, on that note, we'll let you get out of here. You get some sleep. I'm probably not going to go to bed, and I'll be grumpy and tired in the morning, but, y'all know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dog, tell your cop down the street to listen, who might be a vice presidential candidate. We'll see y'all next week. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Peace.
Peace.
Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Had a little honky tonk filled with one night stands. Take a telly on fire with a gonzo steel. And dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back, 'cause this hot rod's faster than your Cadillac.